Tomorrow could begin a historic general conference for the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. KSL News Radio's Mary Richards is live in the KSL 24-hour News Center with more. Mary?
Amanda, the church has three positions to fill in the Quorum of the 12 Apostles. That has not happened for about 100 years. And if they are all called together this weekend, the three new LDS apostles will be the 98th, 99th, and 100th of the Restoration. The Deseret News reports today on the role of apostles. They travel almost every weekend and meet each Thursday morning together to share what they've learned from around the globe. Apostles serve the church full-time and hold that office for the duration of their lives. Live, Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.
This weekend, the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints could get its 98th, 99th, and 100th apostles since the church was organized in 1830. KSL News Radio's Mary Richards is live in the KSL 24-hour News Center with more. Mary?
Amanda, we don't know if all three vacancies will be filled at once, but that is a big hole in the 12, as each apostle has a lot of responsibilities. The Deseret News reports today on how apostles lead and participate in numerous church committees. They determine where missionaries will serve, but their core function is their ministry and travels all over the world. After the church president calls a new apostle, he is sustained at General Conference and then ordained. Live, Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.